And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. And we're doing so by, well, I'll just be very honest with you. We're going to do it in a certain way today that's going to help you. Yeah, I realize that if you're just tuning into the show, you probably have no idea what I'm going to talk about. Maybe you're just flipping through the dials. Maybe you were just on a podcast. You saw something that said Lifestyles Unlimited. You thought, hey, maybe that's information about a swingers club. So you checked it out, only to find out it's information about real estate investing. It's information about retirement. It's about doing things a little different in your current world to change your future world. Now, all of us want to change our future world. It's very clear to me you want to do it. I want to do it. Everybody is looking to change their future world, unless they're just happy with whatever they're dealing with. They're just happy with going through the motions. They're just happy with the status quo. I don't think that's you. I think you're engaged in something that's important to you. I think you're engaged in your life. I think you're engaged in your job. I think you're engaged in your marriage or your relationship, or you're engaged in trying to achieve a relationship or a marriage. I think you're engaged with trying to change your future. Prove me wrong. Go ahead, prove me wrong. That's a hard argument to prove wrong, isn't it? Because I pretty much satisfied all the arguments. You're either engaged or you're not. And I think the majority of Americans are engaged in changing their future. Here's why I think that. You probably went to school, probably got decent grades. Then you either went to college or you got into the workforce. Whichever path you took was the path you took. If you took the college route, you were probably like me, trying to figure out how you can party for the next 4 years, still get a degree, and postpone going to work for the rest of your life versus people that go right into the workforce that don't get that four-year party ride. Now, I know, don't yell at the radio. I know there are people that went to college that pursued very difficult degrees that didn't get the opportunity to party like a Viking. I know you're out there. I've met you. Some of you were my fraternity brothers. Some of you were my friends. Some of you are my current friends as a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And here's what I know. You did all of that to change future you. You did. Because eventually, unless you're very privileged in this world, eventually you're going to find your way into the workforce. Because that's the path to success that we're taught. The path I was taught, it's the path you were taught, it's the path the guy down the street was taught. That if you're going to be successful in America, you have to go to school, get good grades, get into college. If you don't go to college, get a good job. If you do go to college, get good grades and get a good job, and then work your tail off for the next 30, 40, or 50 years until you achieve something called retirement. Now, along the way, they're going to sweeten the pot, they being your employer. They being the government. What they're going to do is they're going to tell you that if you're going to be successful, you have to start putting money aside. And I don't disagree with them. I think you need to put money aside. I absolutely do. Because if you have no money to invest, the only way to get money to invest is to put money aside so that you can get money to invest. Now, how do you do that? Well, most of you are taught that the way to financial freedom is to talk to a financial planner. The guy at the water cooler told you about his guy. The guy in the cubicle next to you told you about his gal. Your boss mentioned a name. People you know have suggested meeting or talking with a particular financial planner. As a matter of fact, your organization probably has a firm that they work with, and they probably offer classes that you get to attend on the clock on how to retire. And what do they teach you? Here's what they teach you. take a portion of your income and set it aside every month. As a matter of fact, what you do is you take that portion out of the money that you make and you specifically set it up so that you can't ever touch it. You make sure that that money migrates away from your dirty little fingers so that you can't touch it, because you would be tempted to touch that money and spend it on something else. That's the way the government sees you. That's the way your employer sees you. It's kind of the way you see yourself, because that's what they teach you. So you take this money and you set it aside and you put it into an account. Now, these accounts are called retirement accounts, right? You might have one. They're called 401ks. They're called IRAs. They have special plans for teachers. They even have education accounts. And all of those accounts have the word investment linked to them somehow. But are they truly investments? I know it's got investing all over it. I know you've been told it's an investment account. I know the government swears that you have an investment account, and they even lock it up and apply penalties to it if you try and take the money out. I know all that's out there. But here's the problem. And I've said this on other shows, and I'll continue to repeat it, because this is a problem. What are you invested in? Go ahead, answer the question. What are you invested in? Now, some of you would say, well, I own mutual funds. I owned shares of XYZ mutual fund. Okay, cool. Do you know how many shares? Do you know how that mutual fund is broken down? Do you know what the strategy is of the mutual fund? Do you know what kind of stocks they buy? Do you know what kind of companies are associated with those stocks? Do you agree with the business practices and policies of those companies? Do you know anything about what you're invested in? And the short answer is, for the majority of you in my voice, within the sound of my voice, the answer is, dude, I haven't got a clue. And I can say that with confidence, because back when I had mutual funds, I didn't have a clue either. Now, I knew that I was investing in a particular mutual fund. I had a certain amount of money coming out of my income every month before I was allowed to touch it. And that money went right into an IRA. As a matter of fact, I had an IRA. My wife had an IRA. We both had traditional. We both had Roth IRAs, because back at that time frame, they were saying that the Roth IRA is better than the traditional IRA. But before they came out with the Roth IRA, they had the traditional IRA. And that was the best thing since sliced bread. Then they came out with the Roth IRA, and that was the next best thing since sliced bread. And what did they come up since then? Nothing. And the reason why? Because they've done everything they can do. There's no doing better. You get what you get when you invest that way. Now some of you are screaming at your device or at the radio or however you're listening to me. You're screaming at me saying, dude, I make money. What are you talking about? I didn't say you didn't make money. What I said was you don't know what you're invested in. And I think that's a problem. How do you make investment decisions about investments when you don't even know anything about what you're invested in? Well, I took a class. I went through a 2-hour class online. They taught me how to buy stocks. Oh, they did. But you're investing in a mutual fund right now, right? Well, yeah, so, all right. So who's buying the stocks? You? No, it's not you. It's some fund manager that you've never met. Some person that works for that company that the financial planner works for, that you've made a decision to give your money to. And they're making money off of you. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I think that's American business. You provide a service, you charge for that service, and you make money. It's all a part of capitalism. But again, what are you invested in? Now, I did a little research. And what I wanted to find out was specifically what you guys are invested in. And you know what I found out? It's hard to determine that. It's very hard to determine that, because there are a bunch of mutual funds out there. And I realize that there are some of you that don't do the mutual fund thing. You go straight for the stocks. I understand that. And maybe you're a more active trader. I understand that too. But the thing about active trading, it's like a full-time job, because I tried that too. And what I found was that I had to be in a certain place at a certain time with a certain amount of information in order to make a chance to buy a stock when the timing was right. And I found that to be very difficult to do because my full-time job used to keep getting in the way. Yeah, it did. Check this out. So back, let's go back a couple of years. Let's go back like 25 years when I was doing this stuff. I was a part of the United States Army. I was on the West Coast. When's the stock market open? 9:30 on the East Coast, right? That's 6:30 on the West Coast. What was Al doing at 6:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday? Doing physical fitness training with his unit. Yeah, PT started at 5 a.m. You showed up at 5 a.m. for formation. You were not late. And then you spent the next hour and a half working out with your buddies, working out with your unit, working out with your team, getting stronger, getting healthier. And then you were released from formation right around 6:30. Now, if you remember life back, say, 25 years ago, there was no instantaneous internet. It really didn't exist. If you were going to make a trade with a stock, you had to be in front of a computer. Problem I had was that my computer was a 10-minute walk from where I was standing in formation. And when 6:30 happened and the market opened, my opportunity to make trades that I wanted to make wasn't there because I didn't get there on time. I found it very difficult to time trade. So what did I do? I started setting up these little automated things. Hey, this is what I want you to do. I want you to buy this stock. If the price does this, then do this. And they had little ways of setting it up to where you could put in a buy order if certain things happened. So I put those buy orders in. But the problem was this. If you're going to be an active trader, you got to be on top of what's going on in the markets. You got to be on top of what's affecting the company that you're buying. And sometimes you can make an automated trade pick that you didn't want to happen because something signaled you don't do it. But if you had an automated trade pick and it was on fire and forget, it was going to deploy and it was going to acquire the stock for you. Whatever you're going to purchase, it was going to acquire it for you. But if some information came in that said, don't do that, don't buy that, maybe opening bell information you're relying on. And by the way, back then, opening bell information was delayed. It was delayed. It wasn't real time. Yeah, makes it harder to time the market. What I want to share with you is a different way. I want to share with you a way that you can invest, know what you're investing in, and actually accelerate your ability to achieve retirement in a much sooner time period than what you think. We'll continue this conversation in the next segment of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Working hard but still falling behind? Learn how real estate investing can help you build income and move forward with purpose. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. In this segment, we'll continue our conversation on real-world investing, what works, what doesn't, and how to move forward with confidence. And I'm going to do so by telling you what you're doing doesn't really equate to what investing is. Now, I'm not saying that to be rude. I'm not saying that because I want to alienate you. I'm saying that from a place of love. I really am. I used to be in your shoes. I used to try to do what you're doing now. I had limited success. I actually did okay. Yeah, I did okay trading stocks. I didn't make a killing, but I made an okay rate of return. But the problem that I had was that I wasn't in control of my time. I couldn't be where I wanted to be when I wanted to be there to get the maximum opportunity to do the type of trading that I wanted to do. So I kind of struggled along. I was mediocre at best. And then what I realized was it really wasn't worth my time. It seemed easier just to push money into the mutual funds because I wasn't getting the kind of returns, number one, that I thought I needed. And number two, I was spending my what little personal time that I had dedicated to stock trading instead of spending time with my family. So I got fed up. I said, you know, I'm just done. It's really hard to do. It's hard to time the market. And then when you find the stock that you should have bought, everybody else knows about it. So by the time you get a chance to buy it, it's already beyond your buy range, right? You know what I'm talking about. Some of you have no clue what I'm talking about. Real estate investing is a completely different animal than what you're doing right now. It's like comparing a lion to a giraffe. They're animals, but they're two completely different species, right? One's a carnivore, one's an herbivore. One's got a big mane, one's got a big neck. Both live in Africa and other locations. And that's where the similarities kind of end, right? Because if you get into the biology of the animals, they're completely different. And what I want you to do is to get into the biology of investing. Now, let's be real clear here. There's no organic matter involved with investing. It's all inorganic, except for one key element in real estate investing that is 100% organic that you need to deal with. Want to know what that is? People. Oh, I hate people. I can't deal with people. No, dude, change your mind. There are good people in this world. There are bad people in this world. There are lost people in this world. There are found people in this world. There are people everywhere. And when you learn that people aren't all bad, that there are actually some great people out there that can help you with your investing, you might look at it a little differently. So we got inorganic and organic matter involved with real estate investing. We technically have organic matter involved with your stock investing because you're probably, if you're doing it all online, okay, maybe you're not interacting with somebody, but I guarantee there's somebody with organic material that's helping you along the way. Maybe they're writing the software. Maybe they're actually posting your trades. Maybe they're doing something in the background. You never meet them, but they're actually there. Real estate investing, let me just be real clear. A lot of you think that real estate investing is very hard to do because you've heard all the stories that it's too risky, that it takes gobs of money, that it takes all of your time. And I'm here to tell you that's not true. None of that's true. Is real estate risky? Short answer is yes. Anything that you invest in comes with risk. But if you educate yourself, if you understand what you're investing in, if you understand your markets, you're probably going to do just fine. As a matter of fact, you'll do better than just fine. Now, I just said you'll probably do better than just fine. What does that mean? It means that historically, real estate returns better returns than what you're doing for investing. Now, case in point, I asked one of the AI programs, I think I'm on Gemini because Grok was down. And what I asked was specifically on behalf of those of you that are thinking about investing. I know there's a lot of you listening to me. You're thinking about investing. You're not sure what to do. You're thinking about doing the mutual fund thing. You're thinking about talking to the financial planner, and go ahead, talk to them. You should get their side of the story. If they offer you a mutual fund, odds are they might offer you a mutual fund very similar to the Vanguard 500 Index Mutual Fund, which seems to have been the most popular mutual fund being sold across America over the past 5 years. At least that's according to the AI. So I said, okay, if that's popular, and we know the stock market's doing, you know, reasonably well right now, right? What kind of returns would we have made if we started investing $500 per month? In other words, what we make an election to do is we go to our financial planner, we sit down with them, and we say, look, take $500 out of my income, divert it away from me so that I can't touch it, put it into this account, and with that $500, buy whatever fractional shares of the Vanguard 500 index fund. And we'll do that for 5 years. So what I did was I said, okay, go back 5 years and calculate what the returns on that particular fund would have been had we held that mutual fund for 5 years total at the end of December 31st of 2025. And we invested $500 a month, every month, into that account. What would the returns be? Gemini came back and said, your annualized return would be 14.38%. 14.38%. It's not bad. So then I said, all right, break it down. Tell me how much of that is principal and how much of that is actual gains. So Gemini came back, gave me this complex formula, and basically said your total principal contributed is $30,000. If you take $500 and you put it into an account, even into any savings account, and it pays you no interest, and you do that for 5 years straight, month in and month out, you will have $30,000. Now, at the rate of return that Gemini said, 14.38%, your investment gains would amass you another $11,335. $11,335. There's a completely better way. And I'm going to describe that to you right now. So let's say it's January of 2026. And let's say you're sitting on $41,335. And let's say you're thinking about putting $500 back into that account. Do you do it? And the short answer is, maybe not. And here's why. As soon as you put that money in there and you try and take that money out, you're going to get taxed on the gain. And if you're not 59 and a half or older, you're going to pay a 10% penalty. Now, let's assume you're going to pay the capital gains tax. Let's assume it's a straight 20%. Probably not, because the amount is pretty small. So you may not pay a lot in capital gains tax, but you're going to pay that penalty. Even if you avoid the capital gains tax, because maybe you're at a threshold where you don't pay any tax or your tax is below 20%, you're still going to pay the penalty unless you're 59 and a half or older. So that's actually going to dilute your returns, because you're only going to receive $10,201.50 after you pay the penalty. Still not a bad return, but you're going to wind up writing a check to Uncle Sam for about $1,100, a little more than $1,100. Okay, should you do it? My opinion, yes, because you need access to your capital. You do. So how much capital do you get access to? Well, let's say you close that account down. What? Close down my retirement account? Yeah, close it down. What? Why? Because if you buy a piece of real estate and you know how to buy it correctly, you know how to restore its useful life correctly, you know how to market the property correctly, you know how to lease the property correctly, you know how to operate the property correctly, you understand the functionalities of best product, best price for attracting the best people, you will have created an actual investment that you know everything about. Kind of different, huh? Now check this out. Let's assume you got $40,000 left. What do you do with it? You don't take $500 out of your income anymore and contribute it to that retirement account because you closed that down. Should you stop setting $500 aside? I think you keep doing that. I think if you're comfortable doing that, you keep doing that. And here's why. You're raising additional capital, and that'll be important later on. Now, what's important now is a property that Leroy sent me. Now, Leroy is a part of the Lifestyles Realty team. He works up in the Missouri offices. Yeah, Lifestyles Realty has offices in the places where Lifestyles members like to invest. Yeah, it's just the way it is. So Leroy found a property in Independence, saying it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 2,032 square feet, built in 1940. It's an older property. It's older than I am. And it's on the market for $150,000. Should you buy it? And the answer is, we don't have enough information. Give me more information. Okay? It's on the market for $150,000. It's kind of beat up. It's going to need a lot of TLC, about well over $30,000 worth of TLC. It's going to need exterior paint, probably going to need a roof, might need HVAC, definitely needs interior paint. Hardwood floors in this thing look great. They may not even need to have anything done to them. But Leroy's walked the property, and he believes it's going to take about $32,000 to clean this thing up. Should we buy it? Well, we don't have enough information yet. What information do we need, Al? It would be good for Leroy to tell us what he thinks the value of the property would be if it's all fixed up. Now, why do you think we should know that? Because that gives us a true market price for the property. Now, we know we can buy the property for $150,000. That's what it's being marketed for. But we also know we've got about $30,000, a little more than $30,000 of repairs to do on this property. And we're going to have some closing and holding costs. And we want to capture equity in addition to that. Now, that captured equity is the difference between our all-in cost and our actual retail pricing. So we need to know what Leroy's market analysis says for after repair value pricing. He says it's $215,000. He says all fixed up, that's what they're trading for. But this one's in bad shape. So I did the numbers and I said, okay, well, if we can get a price of $215,000 for the asset after we fix it up, and we can buy it for $150,000, that gives us about $65,000 of equity that we're playing with. And then if we rehab it for about $30,000, we have closing and holding costs for about another $10,000, we should capture about almost $25,000 of additional equity in this asset. Now, when I do the calculations for what it's going to take cash out of pocket to buy the property the way we as Lifestyles Unlimited members buy it, I'm going to need about a total of $32,500. Now, let's connect the dots. I just told you that if you had been savings for the last 5 years and decided to implode your retirement account, you'd have about $40,000 after you pay the penalty, right? Well, here's an asset here that you can buy for $32,500. So not only do you have the cash to buy this asset, you also have money for reserves, which is important. So what are you buying? What are you getting? What does the thing do for you? Well, it's going to pay you an income stream. When we do the calculations, when we determine what the fair market rent is for this asset, and then we calculate what our PITI payment is, and we don't calculate an expense for maintenance. And the reason we don't do that is because when you do things the way we're going to teach you how to do things, things don't break on you because you've gone through the entire asset and you've corrected anything that can go wrong in the next 5 years. You either fix it or replace it, which, well, once you do that, things don't tend to break. Now, does it mean it's bulletproof? No, it's not bulletproof, but the odds of something breaking are really kind of slim. This asset is positioned to pay you $667 per month in cash flow. You heard me correctly, $667. When you annualize that, that's like giving you an $8,000 a year raise. Yeah, $8,000 a year raise. Now, this is something a little different than what you're doing now for the type of investing you're doing. Now we have an asset that's paying you $8,000 per year that you bought for $32,500 that allowed you to capture an additional $24,500 of equity. So your total equity in this asset is $57,000. $57,000. You just took 32.5 and you turn it into 57,000. And on top of that, you're generating an additional $8,000 per year in cash flow that goes into your pocket. So the question I have for you is this: how many of these do you need to replace your current income? That's your homework assignment. Figure out how many houses that pay you $8,000 per year do you need in your portfolio so that you can walk away from the job that you think you love. Now that's an investor decision. That's investor math. And that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. If you want to do what I'm doing, if you want to do what the members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on Start Here, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.